This is the Donovan West Mustangs locker room chat with head coach Perry Smith on FM 103.9 KNZA. Johnny Kane here with you. And, well, coach, another tough one there on Friday night coming off a loss to Johnson Brock, 54-28. You've now played two really good opponents back-to-back in Bishop LeBlanc and Johnson Brock. But in this game on Friday, coach, just what went wrong?
Well, there's a lot of things. I thought Johnson Brock come out and had a great game plan against this offense and was really attacking us. They've got a really dynamic quarterback. And this second week in a row where we played two quarterbacks that I would say we'd be hard-pressed to find better or face. They're both really good players and proved out to be that way. We turned the ball over inside the one-yard line going in. So, that kind of hurt us for a touchdown there. And we threw a couple interceptions as well, but to their credit, I thought they were well prepared and did some good things.
Yeah, because, I mean, kind of just like that Bishop LeBlanc game, you win a lot of the major statistical categories, but again, those three turnovers, as you alluded to, kind of was the difference. Is that what you look like was kind of the difference there on Friday, was just the fact that you did turn over three times?
That was a huge part of the game. No question about that, Johnny. I think all three turnovers turned into touchdowns for them. And football, that's a key for success. If you can turn the other team over and turn that into scores yourself, that's a great thing. So it was a big part of it. But again, both of those teams, LeBlanc and Johnson Brock, are good teams. Our guys are down about it, to say the least, because of the aspirations of what we expect to be. But those are not common teams. Them are good teams, and hopefully that'll make us better as the year goes on.
I know something you mentioned to me before we started here was the defense kind of struggled a little bit. What did you see defensively from your guys that you really didn't like?
Well, we're not getting to the ball enough. We're not getting to the football as a group. With dynamic players in the back, in the backfield, with especially the two quarterbacks we played the last 2 weeks, one-on-one plays aren't going to happen. We got to get more people to the football and be able to rally to the ball a little better. And I think we will. That's one thing that an area we have to get better at defensively. Trying to hold some teams down a little bit. Hopefully we can kind of get that rectified this week.
Talking about this week, your role in the district play, you'll have Washington County, and we'll talk about that when we come back here on the Donovan West Mustangs Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Donovan West Mustangs Locker Room Chat. We're talking with head coach Perry Smith. It's brought to you by Triple L Tire, Bendina State Bank, Bank of Highland, and Johnson Ag. And, well, coach, look ahead to this week. District play gets underway. You'll have Washington County. This will be on the road. So opening up district play, coach, just what are your expectations for the group now, obviously knowing that every game means so much?
Well, that's we've got a pretty senior-laden group, so they understand that as well. District time, everything ramps up exponentially. Our prep on the teams, we've been working in Washington County for a few weeks now, and so we know what's ahead of us, and when it's district time, that always means a little bit more.
And you look at Washington County, your opponent here for Friday night, they're a team that, they're 0-3, but they are obviously do some things that can kind of scare you a little bit. I mean, they put 34 points up on Frankfort, who was a state-ranked team heading into last week, took Bennington to overtime. So what do you look at here with Washington County?
I think Washington County is a good team. I know they're 0-3, but they lost, like you said, a real close one to Bennington, and of course, traveled clear down to Canton Galva, who's one of the premier eight-man teams in the state, and there's no shame in going down there and losing to them. No question about that. And the first game of the year against Frankfort, that really was toe to toe except for the first quarter. They're a good team. I think they're physical. I think they play, they play hard. They run downhill, and it'll be an interesting matchup, to say the least.
Coach, now coming off these two back-to-back losses after that really good win to start the year, what do you feel like you really need to see from the guys in a way that they do respond here on Friday?
Well, we've got to play us a little more. Like I talked about earlier, defensively we got to get to the ball. We got to stay on our blocks a little longer offensively. you know, we've got to get back to being us. You know, I think probably our confidence is a little bit rattled after the last 2 weeks. We've got to kind of climb back and get that back to where it needs to be. And, you know, if we do that, we still feel like we've got a lot of great things ahead of us. And hopefully we can rebound and get ourselves kind of right on Friday night.
Well, Coach, certainly appreciate the time. As always, thank you so much. Appreciate it, and good luck against Washington County.
All right, Johnny. Thank you.
All right, Coach. Thank you again. Perry Smith, head coach of the Donovan West Mustangs, joining us on our locker room chat. They're brought to you by Triple L Tire, Medina State Bank, Bank of Highland, and Johnson Ag here on FM 103.9 KNZA.